Father, you're so worthy to be praised and honored. If we can only comprehend the incredible work you did to purchase our lives through your Son, Jesus, how much you love us. We adore you, we worship and honor you. We want to welcome you right now, Lord, into this place. Father, come and have your divine way. Stir hearts, encourage people. Those that would be watching by way of media, stir their hearts as well, Father. May we connect with the living God tonight. For each one that will hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say tonight in this church. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your goodness. And we thank you for that, Father, in the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come, let us take our seats. So it's so good to be back again. Traveling around, keeping busy. Loafing here and there. I saw a picture today and I thought, yes, that's so relevant. It says, being in the pastoral business is very easy. And then there's this picture of Donnie, and he's an old topi. He's probably about 80 on the picture. And it says, meet Donnie, 23 years old. Welcome to everybody. Yalla mooi mense. So good to be here tonight with you, and thank God for precious people. And you know, it's a goeie gewoonte om in die kerk te wees, maar het moet nie net een gewoonte wees. We must come here expectant. Amen. Because I really know God is going to talk to us tonight. And if you hear what I'm going to share with you and you begin to put to practice what you're going to hear, it'll revolutionize your walk with God. Amen. You believe that? So thank you to Pastor Kobus for ministering so faithfully and so beautifully and perfectly. And last week he just spoke about we need to get into the habit of prayer. Jy weet, ons kan hierdie goed oor en oor hoor, en is goed dat ons dit oor en oor hoor, maar ons moet nou beginne daders van die woord word, en nie net luisteraars van die woord. Amen. So dit was nou vir die Afrikaanse volk in die kerk. Julle is, ek weet nie wat julle doen nie, maar die Engelsmanne, hulle bid. Oh boy. It's a good thing we don't throw stuff at the pastor in churches. Could have got a few cook sisters. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's get straight into this. This is such a really strong word that I believe God wants to share with us tonight. I'm going to talk to you about this power in prayer. So we've been talking about prayer over these last couple of weeks. Die belangrikheid van gebed. But when I say that there's power in prayer, do you really believe tonight, if I say it and you read that, do you really believe there's power in prayer? Can I see who believes it? Amen. Ek is bly julle glo dit. So van vanaand af gaan julle dit in aksie sit. Because you say you believe it, which means that there's something that flows from that idea. Wanneer julle in God's teenwoordigheid, and when you come and pray and you meet with God, that you know there's power in prayer, that God is going to hear your prayers and that God is going to do something about the prayers that you pray. So I made this quote over here. Prayer, the power comes when we're in prayer. Power comes as you spend time in the presence of the source of all power. Wanneer ek in die teenwoordigheid, when I'm in the presence of the one who has all the power, who has all the answers, that's when power comes into my life. And we as Christians do not want to live defeated lives. So we need to become praying Christians. Amen. Somebody said this. The truth is, if you don't come and spend time in the presence, in His presence, you'll have no power to live your spiritual life, listen, effectively. And throughout the world, daar's 'n biddeloosheid in die kerk van Jesus. Kinders van die Here. What biddeloos is, people that are not praying. Maybe we say the little odd little prayer, but there's no pressing into God's presence. There's no spending time. The Matthew 6:6 a prayer where you go into your inner room, close the door behind you, and spend time in the presence of God, which I'm going to talk to you about tonight. So I gaan vir julle lekker ammunition to be able to do this which I'm saying to you tonight. So we're going to equip you to do stuff tonight, which I believe this is important. So there's a guy by the name of Brother Lawrence, and he wrote this. He says, there is not in this world a kind of more sweet and delightful thing than that of continual conversation with God. There is nothing more delightful, and there's nothing in this world that is more sweet than a continuous communication with God. And if you remember 2 weeks ago, I spoke about it's not the dialog, it's not just we talk all the time. No, it's a conversation with God. And that's where we've got to get used to that, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to us in our hearts. And it is so, God praat met ons. Ons moet net 'n bietjie luister. John 10:10 says, my sheep hear my voice. And God is speaking to us all the time. When you've read the word and you're busy praying, there's an ervaring, you experience. Oh, this is the way I should do it. And it's bonatuurlijk, it's supernatural how God comes and he begins to minister into our lives. Why do you think when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians church, this is an abbreviated 1 Thessalonians 5:17, but it says, be unceasing in prayer. Say with me, unceasing. Sonder ophou. That's what that means. Sonder ophou. Ons moet bidders wees. That's what the God has called us to do. And that's why I'm talking about the power of prayer tonight. So I read this the other day, the reason why we need to be unceasing in prayer. And may this open up your ears and your eyes tonight to this. Prayer is infinite power. And it is. It's like sticking your fingers in a socket. That socket will scoop you if you switch the power on. When you go into the presence of God, there's infinite power that comes. But he says this, and for that reason, let me tell you, the devil knows all about prayer. He says, and for that reason, Satan tries everything to prevent us from praying. Hy wil nie hê ons moet bid nie. Dis hoekom daar so sterk biddeloosheid is. That's why people pray so badly. He knows that we are not a real danger when we work and accomplish a great deal. When we're busy with the things of God, he's got no great problems with that. Even if it is for God's kingdom, what we're busy doing. He says, but when we pray much, he says, we invade Satan's dominion and we rob him of his captives. There are so many people captive by the enemy. And Jesus says, cast your cares on me. He says in 1 Peter 5, I think it's verse 7 or 8. Cast your cares on me. That means praying. Say, Lord, here's my cares and I cast them on you. It comes through praying. The devil doesn't want you to pray. But the moment you pray, he brings release from you. You walk out of captivity. You walk in a freedom that you can't even explain to anybody. It's just supernaturally awesome. He says, there's nothing Satan dreads so much more than as our prayers. Because we give God legal right to destroy the works of Satan. I said, dit net besef. If you're living and you think, yes, the devil is bullying me and he's on my family and he's on my life. Listen, begin a bit, man. Because the more you pray, the more he'll release you. He'll release you from captivity. He won't bother you. Because he knows when you pray, you're going to fetch power from God to bring against him. Amen. Do you believe that? There's two great men of God, Bunyan and Andrew Murray. Listen to what these guys said. Bunyan says, prayer is a shield to the soul. Gebed is a skild vir die siel. What is your soul? It's your emotions, your character, your personality, your mind, your thoughts, your actions, your behavior, your persona, who you are. He says, wanneer jy bid, kom hierdie skild oor wie jy is. Is nie wonderlik nie. But it's not only a shield to our faith. He says this, it's a sacrifice to God. When we're praying, we're making a sacrifice to God because we believe that he is the answer. Because we believe that there's power in prayer. Amen. And it's an affliction for Satan. Yes, I love that. It's an affliction. You want to afflict the devil? Begin to pray. Amen. Praise die Here. Kom ons bid. Nee, kiddie. Ek voel soms ons moet dit doen. Jy weet al, die duivel soms sinner. In die bangbroek, bewebroek, jou been is los. Andrew Murray said this beautifully. He says, need we wonder at the lack of power in our prayers?
Should we wonder why there's such a lack in the, of power in our prayers? He says, when there is such a reluctance to make the needful sacrifice in waiting upon God. The needful sacrifice of waiting on God. He says, no wonder we're so powerless. No wonder we're so defeated in our lives. You see, it's the Christ that we really come and we trust in Him, the Christ that lives in us, offered Himself as a sacrifice to God. Tonight we'll take communion to celebrate His body that was broken for us and His blood that flowed, so that we have this wonderful opportunity to come to Him. He's opened the way for us to pray. Amen. Which is wonderful. It's when the same attitude of that is in Christ that persists in us to be prayer warriors, that we will receive power from Him as intercessors to pray the prayer that is powerful and effective. So wanneer ons begin bid, aren't you tired of going on your knees and praying these little prayers, and then you feel like, is die Here antwoord my nie man? Is it really worth praying? Have you anybody ever thought like that? Come on, moet nie nou lieg nie. Ja, nou kom julle so en wat sien jy? Net nou sien, Here, my hand, dan kan moeilikheid opel. But we do, we get like it. We become discouraged as prayer people. We must get stuck in with prayer because God answers prayer. But we can't come with this reluctant, half-gebakte thing. We need to come with authority, in the authority that's given to us to pray. Amen? We need to do that. Because James 5:16, the B portion of that scripture says this, the earnest, heartfelt, and listen to the word, continued prayer. Not the once in a while prayer, the earnest, the ernstige, hartstochtelike, is that the right word there? Yeah. Continued. In Afrikaans, continued. Want ek weet nie, wat is die Engelse nou? Aanhoudende. Sien ek het geweet, aanhoudende. Dankie. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. So people read this and say, yes, I don't feel righteous. Let me tell you, I think it's 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 that says that He became sin for us that we might be set free, that we might become, listen, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. None of us are righteous. We are in right standing. That's what righteousness means. God has put us in right standing with Him the day we gave our lives to Him. Not out of anything you did. God sees you as righteous tonight. Say, I'm righteous. And then he says over here, he says, the prayers of a righteous man and a woman makes, what does it do? It makes tremendous power available. It's dynamic in its working. You see, doesn't he, as ek dan my in binnenkamer is en ek bid, en dan maak jou touw om my vast met elektrische kabel en dan is daar licht, dan brand die licht. Ek maak kracht, en dit is nie die kracht nie, man. Het is boonatuurlijke kracht. It goes into the spirit of darkness. And we give God authority to clear the way for us. Amen. To bring the victories, to bring the healing, to bring the needs to be met. Because God wants to meet our needs. Amen. Prayer is this incredible, matchless opportunity. Because through prayer we can change everything. We change ourselves, we can change our problems, we can change our circumstances. And people can even change when we pray. Amen. Now listen to this quote. Prayer can go where we can't. Just be encouraged with that. Prayer can go where you can't go. Dis hoekom dit so belangrik is om te bid. You don't know what's going on in people's lives. You don't know the real hurt and the difficulties and the hardships. But we need to pray for one another. Amen, church. And I want to talk about that tonight. What an unspeakable grace we have tonight. That we're allowed to deal with God in prayer for the blessings that He'll supply the needs, not only for ourselves, but the needs of others. But tonight I want to emphasize something important. I want to talk about intercessory prayer, where we intercede for one another. Because it's indeed worth living to know this, that God will use me as an intercessor. Now, you know, I've been in the church for many, many years in different churches and so on. And I've seen this, and I've been aware of this in churches that I haven't been with, but I know from the people I talk to, churches have an intercessory group.
of prayer warriors in their church, and we need that. We have a group of prayer warriors. We call them prayer warriors, and our hospital squad prayer warriors. But we don't have like this intercessory group that meets every Wednesday. And then, and most times in most of these churches that I experienced was a klomp ou tannies and so een of twee jong bokkies. En hulle bid. En my ervaring van die ouerige dae, hulle het sulke hoede gedra, of van hulle het hulle koppe so met 'n doekie toegemaak, en as hulle so bid, dan maak die hoed so, so ergens dan bid hulle, dan kry hulle woord, gaan, pastoor, die Here sê, ons moet hier verander, en ons moet dit doen, en ons moet daai, nader dan dink hulle, they run the church. Oh, let me tell you, every one of us are intercessory people. Elke ene van ons moet bid. Amen, you believe that? The Bible says we all intercessory. Yes, we do have prayer meeting. We have a prayer meeting on Saturday morning. And it's exciting to see our prayer meeting is busy growing. We grew from like 10, 13 on Saturday morning. We were 18 people already. Where were you? Okay, you don't have to answer that now. But I want to say when it comes to intercessory prayer, listen, our compassion, and it comes from a compassionate heart. And the action of praying flow from three functions of intercession. And I want to talk, look, there's a lot more, but I want to just touch on stuff, and that's what I said. This is the teaching, so you can hear what you need to do and how we need to intercede. Because what is intercession? You know what intercession is? It's praying on behalf of others. It's standing in the gap for others. When last did you really just spend time praying for others? When last did you do that? Just spend time praying for others instead of just praying for yourself all the time. Gimme, gimme, Lord, my name is Jimmy. Praying for others, interceding for others. So listen what Jesus does. Hebrews 7 verse 25 says this. My Hebrews has left me here for a moment. Okay, it's weer terug. Hebrews 7 verse 25, listen to this. Therefore, he's talking about Jesus. He's able also to save to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, and for all time and eternity. Who? Those who come to God through Jesus, since, and hear this, he is always living to do something, to make petition to God and to intercede with that person who is coming to him and to intervene for them. There you have some pretty good news tonight. If you've come to Jesus, he is interceding on your behalf all of the time that you will be victorious, that you will have a breakthrough. But let me tell you, to activate that, you need to come to him and you need to pray. You need to pray on behalf of people. You need to ask God to bless, to open doors so that the victories begin to, the people begin to receive victories around you. And I tell you, you live a better life when you see other oaks living in victory. When you see God answer prayers that you've prayed and God answers prayers, because it's not about us, you know. It's about Jesus coming through for people's lives. Amen. So the first thing about intercessory prayer is serving. And one of the biggest problems is that is our problem as Christians. We find it hard to serve because we're so self-centered. We are so involved in our own lives and our own little families. And we find it hard to begin to serve others. But I'm talking about when you go into your inner room to be able to serve God intercessory, to pray for others. That's what intercession is, to stand in the gap for others. It makes, serving means to make yourself available. En elke ene van ons is beskikbaar om vir iemand te bid, om in te tree, vir iemand se nood. Listen to this. Jesus, our chief intercessor, said these words. Mark 10 verse 44 and 45, he says, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave to all. So as jy wil eerste wees, moet jy 'n dienskneg vir almal wees. You've got to be a servant to all. And then he says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus didn't come to be served. How is it that we as Christians think that we need to be served when we're following our Savior? You cannot pray effectively for others if you don't have the servant heart of Jesus. Amen. Did you hear what I just said now? As jy nie die diensknecht hart van Jesus, the attitude of praying, the longing for people, the compassionateness for people, then you will never pray effectively. You cannot. Because that word serve, and I've got it up here, the word serve in Greek, in that verse that is used there, Mark 10 verse 45, is a word called doulos in Greek. It means this, in bondage by choice. Yes, that's powerful. I put myself in bondage. I come and serve. I give of my time to pray for my brothers and my sisters who are going through financial issues, who are going through jobless issues, who are going through sickness. I put myself, that's what Jesus did for you and I. He put himself in bondage for us so that we could walk free. Amen. But when we read scripture, God is calling us to intercede for one another. That is why serving, it's serving, to serve one another. I love this. I wrote this down. I said, prayer is when we pray, is striking the winning blow. I says, well, it's, but once we've prayed, we strike the winning blow. The service is just gathering up the results. It's like us going to a rally or a function or a bike jaw or whatever. We come here and we pray for the function. So we hit the winning blow, yeah. When we get to the function, we just reap the results. But you see, we get this thing so wrong. We don't hardly pray, and when we get there, we say, oh God, you must help us now. No. You pray first, and then you go get the rewards and the win. Amen? The question I ask tonight is, when last did you place yourself in bondage to stand in the gap for others? Anybody? You don't have to put up your hands. So the first intercessory thing is to serve. Hoeveel van 'n dienskneg is jy vir jou broers en jou sisters? I know we all have needs. Okay, think about this. I'm just thinking about it now. If you have needs and your brother and sister are applying what I've just taught you now, guess what? They're busy praying for your needs too. Isn't that fantastic? We wouldn't even have to pray for our needs. Why? Because our brothers and sisters are saying, Lord, you know George. You know his needs. Please open doors for him. This, that, the other, whatever. Amen. So somebody else is praying for your needs. So sometimes you don't have to come with your needs and your petitions. Because if we pray for one another, God is busy meeting needs. You haven't even brought it to God yet and he's already answered. And the Bible says he answers before we ask, he already knows what we want. Isn't that fantastic? Eh? Dis nou ons Here hoe hy werk. The next thing I want to talk about, intercession is fighting. Dis beklei, en ons beklei op ons knieën. Now, I'm going to attempt to tell the story. Donovan sitting here, met sy armpie. Was jy Donnie Wavid? He sent me a clip and it was so beautiful. I heard it a long time ago, but it was so refreshing for me. And when I knew what was in my sermon, I thought, let me just share this. So what happens is this missionary from Scotland, they send him off into the mission field into Africa. And he goes and he's doing a great work for God, but he realizes he needs people to come and help him. So he flies back to Scotland and he goes to his church. And it says the weather was really bad and it was snowing and what have you. And so there weren't too many people in the church. And anyway, he got up and he gave a report about how God's working and how God's changing people. And it's really awesome. And then he said, but I've come here to make a request. I need people to commit themselves this morning to come with me to Africa and to go and win the lost for Jesus. And to kyk as al die ou mense was daar, ja, die jonge ons, hulle het nie, het was bietjie koud, hulle het bietjie ingelê daai oggend. And while he's saying, who will go, who will go, who will go, he asked it 3 times. And all of a sudden, there's this little okie, a little lighty, and he's pumping the oral papers. It was died on, eh? Hy pomp oxygen in die oral paper, die oralist, die ding kan lekker tune daar en sing. And they hear a voice behind the oral paper. He says, I will go, and he sticks his head out. He puts up his hand, he says, I will go, I will go, I will go. And you know who that little boy was? David Livingston. And they say to him, right, what we're going to do with you is we're going to train you and we're going to equip you to become a medical doctor so that you can use your missionary to go to Africa. And we know we got the history books about David Livingstone, greatest, one of the greatest missionaries into Africa. And he went into Africa and he abolished slavery and all of that stuff. He was a great man of God. But while he was there, he was ministering and a lot of the people got saved. And the chief of this one tribe got very angry with him and he sent a note and said, you know what? Tonight we are coming to murder you. You must know this. And they knew it. And they got on their knees and they began to pray and say, "Jesus, God, you've got to save us now, because these folks are not joking. They're serious," because they were all into demon worship and all of this stuff. And of course, that night came and the night went and it was forbay. And eventually, that chief gave his life to Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? And while they were talking, Livingston talking to the chief, he said to him, "Listen, man," he said, "why didn't you attack us that night?" He says, "No." He says, "As we arrived there, there were 39 massive giants glowing. And we feared for our life and we ran away." So he, Livingston, goes back to his church in Scotland and he's busy telling the people. You see, everything I'm telling you now was diaries. It's the truth. It's not opgemaakte the stories. It's in his diaries. And so the secretary of the church there says, "Can you remember the exact date when this happened, when you prayed and he said he was going to do it?" She said, "Yes, absolutely." Went to a registry and opened it up. He says, "There, can you believe it? The night that he said he was going to tackle you, we had people praying for you in this church without you knowing it." And here's the kicker. She says, "We had exactly 39 people praying for you." Isn't that amazing? Ask him, if there were 40, there would have been 40 angels. If there were 200, there would have been 200 angels. Can you see the power of prayer? The power our God moves. And there's many of these stories to see how the hand of God moves. Listen, intercession is fighting. And listen, it's being involved in a battle. That's why when Paul says, put on the full armor, one of the greatest armors that seals all the other armor that we wear is this one in verse 18. He says, pray at all times. How many times have we prayed, church? At all times. Okay. On every occasion, in every season. How do we pray? In the spirit, with all manners of prayer and entreaty. This entreaty betekent smeekinge, met smeekinge. He says, and praying in treaty. Why? To that end, keep alert. He's talking about our prayer life here. Keep alert in your prayer life and watch with strong purpose in your prayer life. Persevere in your prayer life. Intercede in your prayer life on behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. That he's saying is, come here and intercede for God's people. That's how we put a protection over our ministry, praying for our ministry. When last did you pray for your pastor? As you're thinking about that, I'll just have a dope. Dr. Luke. Luke in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or Lukey. He says this in Luke 22:44. He says, and being in agony, that word agony means being in a contest or on a battlefield. That's what that word agony means. Jesus being in a contest and on a battlefield. Listen what he did. He prayed all the more earnestly and more intently. He prayed earnestly and intensely. And that's what God wants us to listen and hear, what it is to pray. Begin met God praat, praat met jou pa. Bring mense. Daar's mense wat werk nodig het. Here, I'm taking hold of you. I'm not letting go of this, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will break through for these people, that you will bless them, Father. Amen. Ek weet julle gaan dit hierdie week doen en julle wat na my kyk is so mooi oor die kamera. We intercede for one another. We'll begin to see major change when we have a different attitude to understand that there's power in prayer. He says, and intently, and listen what happened. His sweat became like great clots of blood dropping down to the ground. How much agony must Jesus not have been in? We'll never understand that. When last did you pray and see blood on the floor from your praying? That was just a question. When we intercede for others, listen what we're doing. We're engaging in battle on their behalf. So wonderlik om te weet, mense bid vir jou. And we commit to pray for one another. Want ons sê dit, broer, ek bid vir jou. We have prayer requests that go out and we put little prayer hands, but we don't even pray. Ek sê vir jou bid. Ek bid vir jou, want jy lieg. Jy het nie eens jou bek opgemaak om vir my te pray nie. Ja. We just say it, because it's a nice thing to say. But when are we going to get to a place where we die, where we journalize? Pieter Kosie, wat is die ander broer, Arnoldus?
and Elfie. I said I'm going to change one of my names, Elfie. Arnoldus and Elfie. Want Frikkie kom nie gereeld nie, so ek moet nou Elfie nou gebruik. But we intercede for them. You see, interestingly, their victory begins to be a blessing to me. When I'm busy praying for people, God turns that blessing of prayer onto me, onto my life. Amen. And what a greater joy there is when God changes the circumstances of others, of someone who we've been praying for. You know, you don't even have to tell the person you've been praying for them. You see, we get a little bit prideful. I said, oh, you know what? You actually been praying for me. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me. I prayed for you. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Just go in your inner room and intercede. Begin to trust the Father, because it's the Father's business who changes circumstances. Amen. God is the one who gives the suddenlies. Why does He give the sudden? Because we pray. Hoekom? Want ons krag in gebed. Amen. And so number three, and this is quite an intense one, because we see this in the life of Jesus. And I can say I've experienced this in my life. I would love to experience it a lot more. Sometimes I do. When I get compassion, I know somebody's hurting or somebody's sick and so on, and I go in my inner room. But this intercession is, listen, it's weeping. It's interceding for somebody and weeping before God for that person. Staan in die gap vir mekaar. It's brokenness. That's what it is, brokenness before God. When we sow in tears for others, laat die Here sal deurkom vir iemand, vir hulle omstandighede. Psalm 126:5 says this, those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. Wanneer ons bietjie trone stort, sint ons een sent in Google, na, trone. Sent in his job again, in case you didn't know about that. But it's to be able to pray and just weep before the Lord on behalf of somebody else. Eh? I love this thought. Tears are water to spiritual seeds that we plant in prayer. The results will be a bountiful harvest from our brokenness. Through my brokenness laying before somebody. The question I would ask tonight again is, when last did you pray for somebody that you shed tears for them, stood in the gap for them, praying for them? I want to say this, children of God, He counts on you to take your place before His throne as an intercessor. God wil hê dat ons vir mekaar sal bid. Amen. Are you hearing this tonight, church? Let us make a decision tonight in this church, in this sermon, and for you that are watching by way of media. Let us arise and be conscious of our holy calling and take our place and commit to be a prayer warrior for God's kingdom. See, Here, I don't pray like I should, but Lord, I understand there is power in prayer. Gebed vir ander sake. Amen. Changes circumstances. Let's not just keep going over the same stuff and not getting the victory. Let us go against the enemy and bust his kingdom and draw out that which is stolen from so many people, man. Amen. I want to say this in closing. We're going to go straight into communion. And I put this up there. It's not just saying prayers that gets results, but it's spending time with Father God. Dis die belangrike. Dis nie so baie hoeveel en hoe ek het doen nie, en wat ek vol woorde is, maar die teenwoordigheid, it's learning God's wisdom. It's drawing on God's strength. It's being filled with His anointing and living in His love that brings results from my praying. That's what's so incredibly important. When we think of the communion table, and I want to flow straight into the communion table. When we have communion, like we do tonight in light of the word we hear, this is not some ritual that the Bikers Church have. This is the table of the Lord, not our church's table. We prepare it. This is the communion table, and it speaks great blessings and words to us. But this, yeah, is not a ritual. It's coming to receive the blessing of God that has come through our Lord Jesus Christ.
And the wonderful thing about when we take this table tonight, we can take the bread of his body that was broken and the blood of the new covenant, that we can walk in the goodness of God. We can now draw confidence from this communion table. To know this now, Jesus proved it. He did it. And he said, it is finished. And he rose from the dead. What? To empower every prayer that you will pray. God wil het vir jou doen. Can the team come up with the communion? I'd appreciate that, guys. We can start handing it out. I'm going to read the scripture as they're busy handing it out. I want to read here in Corinthians. Because when I look at this communion, it links, this communion table links the past, what Jesus did for us. It links the present, that we have a victory in the present, and our future is incredibly bright because of Jesus. It says here in 1 Corinthians 11:24, and when he had given thanks, Jesus had given thanks, Paul speaking here, he broke the bread and he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and as you call me, and he has a beautiful word, affectionately to remembrance. We affectionately call Jesus to remembrance. And in a similar way, when the supper had ended, he took the cup, also saying, this cup is in the new covenant, ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, to call me, there's the beautiful word, affectionately, into remembrance. Tonight we remember what Jesus did. It's not a ritual. It's a wonderful opportunity to come and give thanks to God again, to reestablish your life in Christ. And then he says, for every time you drink eat this bread and you drink this cup, you are doing something. You're representing Jesus, you are signifying Jesus, and you're proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes. What a wonderful promise. The promise here is Jesus is coming again. But he's given us victory to live victorious until he comes again. May we take this communion. Hold on to your communion elements. We'll take it together tonight. I just sense it. We say there's power in prayer, and I want to trust God for that. So I want you to take your communion and have your communion. And once you've had your communion, and if you need prayer tonight, I want you to, I would love it. Once you've we've taken communion, a whole lot of us, we're just going to spend a few minutes. Probably the few of the most important minutes is we want to pray over people for whatever their needs are tonight. Whether it be healing, whether it be finances, whether it be physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it is, God is here to meet your needs tonight. Because why? There is power in prayer. And the Bible says that we must intercede for one another. And that's what we'd love to do that tonight. Not with long gewinde gebede. God is die antwoord van gebede. Just a short prayer. Come up, stand with you in the gap, and pray for God's strength on your life. So let's just take communion together first, and then we will do that with one another. Father, I just pray as we take your body that was broken for us in remembrance, and your blood that flowed, we take it in remembrance, and we affectionately remember. And thank you, Lord, that you stir faith in our atmosphere right now. And even for those, Lord, that are taking communion on this media with us, that you would stir our faith to believe that there is power in prayer. And when we pray, God does hear. Come and touch us, Lord, in a unique way now. As we take your bread and your blood that represents your grace in our lives. In Jesus' name. Come, let us take a few minutes to take communion. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful just to be in his presence like this? Really pray for God. I mean, if you've seen some of the people come up here for prayer, continue to pray for them. You know them. We know them by name. Just make it a point this week to pray for one another. Are you going to do that? Amen. Can I see your hands? You've got to commit to God. It's not me. God. Say, Yara, hello. This is Eka. Amen. We're going to close up with the last song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every reason to praise the Lord. Amen. There's no reason we should not. There's no reason we shouldn't be praying. There's no reason. It's a benefit. You take it. It's a benefit to our lives. May we become prayer warriors. You got to decide. Amen. Father, we thank you for this evening. Just such a joy to be in your presence, like us, just to know that you touch us, you anoint us, you speak to us through your Spirit. We thank you for our fellowship. We thank you for everybody that has come up tonight. Lord, would you bless, anoint, and fill each person, whatever they need. Psalm 20 verse 4, that God will give you the desires of your heart. May that be so in this week as we spend intimate time with you. For that, we thank you. Go with us now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful week. Amen. Kicks them down by the old church pew. Grease-stained hands in the mercy view. I ain't worried.